This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. This time around, some tips on maintaining those houseplants indoors during this winter season. From Ward Upham, Ward, a horticulturist with K-State Research and Extension, and folks are attempting everything they can to make sure these houseplants that they brought indoors stay in good stead until they can return outdoors again in the spring, Ward. You did want to open, though, by talking about purchasing new plants, if one is so inclined, and then adapting them indoors.
That's right. So if you buy houseplants at this time of year, those are normally grown in greenhouses much further south than what we are. And therefore, they have been grown under much higher light conditions than what you would have inside. People often don't realize how big a difference there is between how much sunlight we receive in the summer as opposed to the winter. The intensity of sunlight in the middle of summer is about 10 times as much as what we have in the middle of the winter. And so there's not as much energy to keep those plants going. And you couple that with shorter days where you have less hours of sunlight, and those plants can be under a lot of stress when they're used to higher light levels. So what we need to do is just get them acclimated to those lower light levels. Start them out in the brightest part of the house that you have, and then gradually move them to their final location. It may take 4 to 8 weeks where you gradually move it to that lower light level final location.
And you would start them once again in a bright spot. That means a southern exposure likely. If, in fact, in one's dwelling there isn't adequate light naturally coming in, supplemental light, can that be provided?
It certainly can. What's commonly used are going to be fluorescent lamps. They may not work well under this type of condition because usually you have like a 4-foot fixture. The other possibility now are LEDs. And so we have some LED grow lights. And with those, they can actually dial those in to give the wavelengths of light those plants use. Now, it may make them look a little funny when they're on because you don't have the full spectrum. What plants need are something in the blue range and something in the red range, and that's what most of those diodes are going to be giving you. Mm-hmm. And so they work well, it's just that you may want to turn them off if you have company so that the plants look good. But they'll give those plants all the extra energy they need in order to do well in the winter.
And if one has questions about that setup, they can inquire at their local garden center to make sure they're getting what they really truly need in terms of plant maintenance.
That's right.
Well, you have always urged this, that whatever, new plant, old plant, keep those away from air drafts during the winter.
So a door that's opening in the middle of winter can really do a job on a house plant if it's too close. So just keep it away from doors. Keep it also away from the other extreme, which is a heat register. You don't want hot air blowing in that plant either. And if you have an older home with drafty windows, make sure that you have enough room that those drafts don't hit the plant.
Now, providing water and nutrient to houseplants while they're overwintering. Errors are made here, you say, Ward.
That's very common. Those plants naturally start looking a little ratty during the winter because they're not getting enough light. And what people tend to do is give them a little extra water and a little extra fertilizer. And that's the exact opposite of what you should be doing. Those plants aren't using much water or much fertilizer because they don't have the light energy to use it. Therefore, when you add extra water, what you can do is actually damage the root system. When you add fertilizer, well, fertilizers are salts, and you get too high of a salt index in that soil, and you burn the roots.
So minimize any such applications, water or fertilizer.
That's right. So fertilizer, some people don't fertilize at all between November through February, or at most they fertilize at about a quarter of their regular rate. As far as watering, don't go on a set schedule. Stick your finger in that media. If it's dry, maybe a half to 1 inch deep, then you water. Just don't water on a set schedule.
Well, basic maintenance of those house plants, you can accomplish that if you just follow these steps that Ward has shared with us today. And Ward, as always, thanks.
You bet.
Horticulturist Ward Upham of Kansas State University. And Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.